Currently it is 68 degrees. We have a mainly clear sky as we come up on 6 o'clock here on AM 1500.
KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
From ABC News, I'm Aaron Katursky near the wreckage of the I-35W bridge in Minneapolis.
Cars were everywhere, front end smashed in, cars in the water. The entire center section of the bridge is just laying right across the Mississippi.
The sun has just come up, illuminating the crumbs of what used to be the busiest bridge in Minnesota. It was rush hour when it collapsed, sending dozens of cars into the Mississippi River.
I saw the vehicles directly in front of me drop straight down.
At least 7 people were killed, more than 60 hurt. 20 people are still considered missing. ABC's Jim Ryan is with us live here at the scene. Jim.
Aaron, it's an agonizing wait now. Families of the missing gather at a hotel near the Metrodome in hopes that their loved ones will not be among the victims. Dozens of cars and trucks remain in the water or crushed beneath steel and concrete where the bridge used to stand. Searchers say they have little expectation of finding more survivors. Aaron.
ABC's Jim Ryan with us live here in Minneapolis. Emergency workers had rushed to help the survivors. They rescued victims trapped on the twisted bridge and others who had plunged into the river. Sheriff's deputies just drove by a while ago with boats hitched to their trucks. They pulled them out overnight when it got too dark. The currents, the concrete, and rebar made it unsafe. This is now a recovery operation. As Jim says, nobody here expects to find anyone else alive.
This is a catastrophe of historic proportions for Minnesota.
Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty says a 2006 state inspection found no problems with the bridge, although a federal assessment a year earlier determined it was structurally deficient. A team from the National Transportation Safety Board is on its way. I'm Aaron Katursky, live in Minneapolis. Now with more news, here's Doug Limerick.
Fisher-Price recalling about a million toys made in China. Plastic preschool toys include Big Bird, Elmo. Problem is, too much lead in the paint. Highly toxic. You're listening to ABC News.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Honey, I just took all of Billy's art off the fridge.
Yeah?
There's a problem. Come look.
Problem? What could possibly be the... Oh, man.
I know. The fridge is uglier than I remember.
Looking for a good reason to update your appliances? Try a Home Depot gift card up to a $250 value by mail-in rebate when you buy a major appliance. But hurry in. Offer ends soon. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Good through August 5th in U.S. only. Minimum purchase $297. Void or prohibited. See store for details.
Right now, plan your vacation at your local auto parts store or service shop, because during the Ultimate Road Trip Sweepstakes, you could win a trip to Orlando or Las Vegas and get up to $60 cash back after mail-in rebate when you replace your wipers, brakes, or line the front end. Just buy or have installed qualifying Anko, Wagner Brake, or Mook products. Mail in the rebate and you're automatically entered in the sweepstakes. See a participating auto parts store or service facility or download a rebate coupon at ultimateroadtrip2007.com. Certain restrictions apply.
69 degrees in the Twin Cities at 6:03. Good morning, I'm Bob Berglund, AM 1500 KSCP News. The numbers of dead and injured from last night's bridge collapse have remained constant overnight, but officials say they surely will change. Rescue crews are restaging this morning. At least 7 people were killed. The Star Tribune reports 9. 60 people were injured, some seriously. Most of the injured were taken to Hennepin County Medical Center, about 24 of them. 6 are reported in critical condition. Those who were rescued on the north side were taken to North Memorial Medical Center. Reportedly, 9 people were taken there. Fairview University Hospital also got some walk-in patients who asked for treatment. Of more concern this morning is that at least 20 people are still missing, and the fear is they are submerged in vehicles in the river. Recovery teams are staging now. Authorities plan a 7:15 news conference this morning for an update on the situation. We will carry it live. Metro Transit has put an extra 25 buses into service this morning and 6 North Metro park-and-rides. The extra service is to run between now and 9 a.m. at these locations.
Foley Boulevard in Coon Rapids, Maplewood Mall, Northtown Shopping Center, 63rd and County Road 81 Botano Boulevard, that's in Brooklyn Center, Roseville Shopping Center, and then Roseville City Hall.
Metro Transit, that's Bob Gibbons, says evening rush hour service will also be beefed up, especially for North Metro residents. Today's game between the Twins and the Kansas City Royals has been postponed because of the bridge disaster. The groundbreaking ceremony for the new ballpark has also been postponed till further notice. There was a Twins game last night. The Twins lost
5 to 3. There is other news this morning. Northwest Airlines and its pilots have made a deal that would ease the pilot workload in an effort to stop the end-of-the-month cancellations that have plagued the airline. The deal would pay pilots time and a half for flying over 80 hours a month. Rank and file still has to ratify it, but the deal could be done as soon as Saturday. Burnsville man who made $24 million selling prescription painkillers illegally through his internet pharmacy has been sentenced to 30 years in federal prison. 27-year-old Christopher Smith's attorney says he'll appeal. Smith apologized, saying he was selfish and thought only of himself. St. Paul City Council last night voted unanimously to shut down Diva's Overtime Lounge, a bar on Rice Street that's been the scene of fights, shootings, and license violations over the years. Diva's has 2 weeks to appeal, and it's expected they will. Patrick Hammer's 5 Eyewitness News forecast, mostly sunny and 87 today. Officially 69 now at AM 1500 KSTP.
Bob, I've been wading through all the details and the minutiae here and came upon a very interesting fact. I don't know if you've reported this yet. The daily traffic count for this bridge in 2002, daily, folks, 140,000. A day.
We've gotten two reports, though. One says today, yesterday, 200,000, and I see... I see another report from...
I'd go with the over, whatever it is.
I'm trying to see. This was from MnDOT, where they said 200,000 a day.
Yeah, that works for me. Because
well, this is 140,000 in 2002.
So what we've got here, folks, is South 35W coming out of the North Metro already on the brakes at the Roseville split. It's because everybody's being guided onto South Highway 280. 280 is the new main line. This is how we're going to live our lives for the next 4 years or 5 years until we get a new bridge up. You will be taking 280 down to West 94, West 94 into downtown Minneapolis. Of course, that's going to be gridlocked. It's going to be gridlocked from now until then. So you might want to find an alternate to the alternate. 694 is your answer. Take that over to 94, 100, or 169. Take them south and then into downtown Minneapolis. Same thing. You could head east. Go over to South 35E. Take that down to 94 and take that in. Of course, West 94, later in the rush, it's going to be a parking lot between the downtowns. That's where Shepherd Road plays in. Use Shepherd Road between the downtowns. Take the West Parkway up to Franklin Avenue, Franklin over the river, and into downtown Minneapolis.
All right, well, it is going to be a slow commute for a lot of folks this morning, no question about it.
Yeah, it's going to be gridlock, Willie. There's no question about it. And right now, thankfully, it's really early in the rush. We're not seeing a heavy flow elsewhere. The only thing really going on right now is South 35W jamming up at Highway 280. You folks go ahead and pat yourselves on the back for getting into work early.
Well, in 12 hours, you know, have passed. People have had time to think about, figure out where the heck they're going to go.
Yep.
And they're obviously doing it, so that's good.
Thursday and today and tomorrow are going to be the big ones.
Now, we're going to speak here shortly to a structural engineer to get his take. He's a safety engineer, and we saw him on TV last night on Channel 5. You know, these guys sometimes just from looking at something can give you some reasons why this may have happened.
Yeah, they get an idea just from seeing how the bridge collapsed, how it's laid out. They get an idea as to where the flaw might have been, where, in other words, where it initially started to go down, and then they work out from there. Right from the get-go, this Timothy Galarnik said there was a major structural flaw, in some of those beams and the girders.
That run parallel under the concrete.
That was his initial impression. Obviously, it's still speculation.
I wonder if he saw this video that you just saw. CNN has obtained... footage of the bridge going down from a security camera, but they can't release it publicly for whatever reason. Somebody's said, no, this can't get out. It is out on the internet. We just saw it here. You saw it. I didn't see it.
Yeah, and a local television station also broadcast it. I don't know if the feds had asked them to hold off till they could look at it before it was released. And one thing that was also interesting is the guy who released it, or woman who released, I don't know, I guess, who it was, and his employee from a company, it was a security camera. It wasn't a MnDOT camera. It was a security camera. That person didn't even know if they had clearance to release it, so they didn't really want to be identified. So that tells me they probably didn't want that released just yet until investigators could look at it. But it's out, and it's pretty incredible.
From what I saw, it was shot from the north side of the river facing south.
How fast did this thing go down? Because we heard 4 seconds.
Yeah, it's 4 seconds tops.
Wow, it's quick.
It's really fast, and it is disturbing.
Well, this is the world we live in now. From the inbox this morning, a gentleman from the United Kingdom is listening to the program. He said, you were just talking about how surprised you are about the countrywide coverage of the bridge accident. Here in the UK, both Sky News and the BBC have been rolling on it all night long, along with the radio stations. Over here, they were speculating about terror, but apparently someone in Minneapolis has confirmed that is not the case, but the coverage is still constant. I had an email when I walked in this morning from Ireland. They wanted to talk to somebody here at the radio station, so I gave that to Dave Thompson because it's just amazing the immediacy of everything in this the world we live in.
That was struck me. It was instantaneously around the world. I told you, a friend of mine, you got somebody in Mexico, a relative. They called within the half hour of the bridge going down, and they were in Mexico and still had the information and got back to a call home. So it was surprising to me that it went out that quickly. I understood why there'd be national interest. I was a little surprised at the international interest. But I guess in the day and age, as you mentioned, of terror and terror plots, that's probably the first thing that comes to mind everywhere in the world.
Oh, no question about it. Now, to recap again, the Star Tribune is reporting they have confirmed 9 deaths. 20 people are missing. And as you heard Bob Berglund say in the newscast here at the top of the hour, you would assume those people are all in cars underwater.
Mm-hmm.
There are probably, we heard when this roadway came down, it pancaked some cars underneath, so there could be people in these vehicles, too. It's a tough task to move large chunks of concrete like that. They've got to cut it up, and they have been doing that all night. They've been working with cadaver dogs. We've got a hint that they've discovered anybody that was still alive in the rubble. It's the reports of people going sailing off the bridge into the water in cars that have not been seen since.
The eyewitness accounts have been absolutely riveting. I mean, when you sit and listen to what these people went through, you can hardly believe what you're hearing. In fact, Leah McLean from Channel 5, she was on the scene last night, and she talked with a couple of eyewitnesses, and we have what she had from last night.
We've been out here, and we run into so many people, several people who have said to us, I was on the bridge minutes before it collapsed. We've talked to a couple of them already tonight, and again, I'm running into more people. I have Mike Cook, who is coming up from Iowa, and you're going down to Iowa. He was on his way actually to do some storm chasing for storms that never really showed up. You were on this bridge, and somebody called you and asked if you were on it, and that's how you learned about it.
Yes, actually, we were on there just seconds before the bridge collapsed. We get on the other side, and we see a construction crew, and we saw all these people running, all these squad cars and ambulances and tow trucks. And then actually, my buddy's wife, Alan, his wife called him and told him that the bridge had collapsed.
And what was your thought, knowing you had just been on the bridge?
I was just lucky. It was just all luck, good timing. I mean, if we would have left seconds later from our house, we would have been gone. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
And you decided to come back just to get a look at it, get an idea of what's going on. What did you do when you came back?
We actually tried to find some spots to take some video of, because we are storm chasers, so we do got some pretty high-definition cameras. We got some video from the West Bend University, and now we're up here talking to you guys.
And it's just, as you're seeing the pictures, I mean, we're looking at live pictures right now that we shot from our Chopper 5 earlier today. What do you think, just looking at these pictures? Again, you were on what's looking like there, just a mangled mess of metal, was a road you were on a few seconds before it went.
I think that, God does what he does, and I'm lucky that I wasn't on it. I'm glad I wasn't on it, but I still feel sorry for the families and, you know, for the loved ones that were lost in this tragic accident.
Mike, thanks. That's kind of what we're hearing from a lot of people tonight. People who say they were so lucky, they were seconds away from being on this bridge. And there are thousands of people across the entire Twin Cities who travel this bridge every single day. And everybody's probably hugging their loved ones a little bit tonight and just saying they were so lucky they weren't here when this happened. And, of course, we're still learning about the victims. We saw in Christy Peel's piece earlier, some people still waiting to find out who was or wasn't on the bridge. Well, we'll continue gathering more information on this in the days to come.
All right, 6:14. We're going to come back in a few moments. We'll check the latest. Travel is going to be just a nightmare today if you have used this bridge for I-35W that collapsed last night. And Kenny will have the alternate routes that you're going to have to take now. That's all coming up next here on AM 1500 KSTP.
Did you see our guy Zygmunt has started the threats?
No box scores, no X's and O's.
He made the comparison to the North Stars. That's certainly an audience that's a tough sell.
Union guys like that.
Yeah, right.
It's sports, Royce style.
I thought that this would be the year trying to schmooze everybody up, but looks like they're shooting for this session.
Weekday mornings at 6:45 and 7:45.
Why is it suddenly necessary to have a $1 billion stadium? Why not have a $450 million stadium?
On AM 1500, KSTP.
You know how they say, when you want the best chili, look for the truck stop with all the semis? Well, the same can be said for Curtin's. Only they don't serve chili. More like bulk mulch and natural stone. And you shouldn't look for semis. More like landscaping trucks. Because you can tell who has the best landscape supplies by how many contractors shop there. And lots of landscape contractors shop at Curtin's. For projects big and small, just like yours. Water gardens, patios, retaining walls. They've got as many varieties of landscape supplies as they do ideas. Because they have even more staffers certified by the Minnesota Nursery and Landscape Association. Because the horticulturally obsessed love working at Gerton's. So when it comes to landscape supplies, think of Gerton's as the truck stop with a great chili. Of garden centers with less gas. Gerton's, so much more than a gardening store.
With Gerton's help, you can achieve your dream yard. With so many plants, trees, and landscape supplies to choose from, Gerton's landscape designers can create a diverse and unique landscape plan that will bring out the wonder in your landscape. Visit Gerton's Design Center today.
Do you want to know how I roll? Of course you do. I roll with a number 7 jersey, retro helmet, and stick-on sideburns. All the time, to the store, to work, to weddings, even to sleep. That's because I'm the number 1 fan of Minnesota Twins All-American backstop, Joe Mauer. Indeed. How could you not like this kid and his crazy mad skills? After all, his wrists are so lightning quick, the weather service issues a warning every time he swings. He slaps the ball so hard, the guy who stitched it at the factory can feel it. He gets more hits than a blind blackjack player. So Twins fans, however you roll, roll on down to the dome. Roll with your glove, roll with nachos or a brat covered in a mountain of kraut. Whatever you do, roll your rear into a seat and watch this kid rock. For this is your state, this is your team, and this is Twins territory.
Champion Air presents the Twins versus Cleveland August 3rd to the 6th. Sunday, the first 5,000 kids, 14 and under, receive a Joe Mauer dugout dog, courtesy of Barrett Moving and Storage. For tickets, call 612-33-TWINS or visit twinsbaseball.com.
Hi, everybody. Ron Shearer here. If you're a pet owner like me, there's one subject we don't like to think about. What happens when it's time to say goodbye? Well, I'm talking about Pet Cremation Services of Minnesota. They offer a private, same-day cremation service. They serve the entire Twin Cities. Your dog, your cat, or any beloved pet will be handled with care. Pet Cremation Services of Minnesota. Ease your aching heart. Call them, Pet Cremation Services of Minnesota, at 952-925-1234.
AM 1500, KSTP.
617 now, and our latest look at what is going to be a nightmare of a commute for a lot of you that were using the I-35W bridge that collapsed last night, about 12 hours ago. Rescue efforts continue. Kenny, alongside of that, when you see an aerial shot, there's a bridge that's very close. I don't see any cars on it.
That's the 10th Street Bridge, which they have closed down, and that's the only way that authorities are getting across the river right now. So don't look for 10th Street to be open anytime soon. It's the bridge that I asked the authorities about when I was down there overnight, and they predicted that it wouldn't open anytime soon.
No, don't you think they're going to have to inspect that?
Yeah,
because of the ground trembling, people.
Boy, that's a good question.
Said, you know, they were in their cars on solid ground and
melted.
Yeah, the rumble.
Yeah.
So that's what I was thinking, that they're going to have to, since it's so close, check that bridge again.
And that bridge is a concrete structure, and it's nothing like the bridge that went down. And by the way, we've been watching this video. It was captured on video. I got it 100% wrong, Jay, Willie. The video is shot from the south end of the river, correct, and it looks like it's shot from the lower St. Anthony Lock, to tell you. Comes down flat, and you can see the cars and everybody riding it all the way down, and then the north side of the bridge, just 2 seconds later, collapses.
All right, now this morning, what are people going to have to do to get where they need to be? alternate routes now that they are going to have to take.
Use your imagination. Later in the rush hour, all of the inbounds are going to be gridlocked because people are taking alternate routes. About the only safe inbound route is from the South Metro. If you're coming in on North 35W, you're going to be forced to go east or west 94 or actually take 65 into downtown. You're not going to be able to get up to the Mississippi River Bridge. It's not a problem. You should be able to face these delays. It's coming in from the North Metro that's going to be a problem. Highway 280 is the new main line. The lights have all been turned on green. The cross streets have been closed. Broadway County, I believe it's County B there, have been closed. So you can take that free-flowing all the way down to West 94. Take West 94 into downtown. Of course, we're already seeing delays on South 35W at the Roseville split. One alternate I've kind of been pushing all morning so far is the 694 over to 94 route. Try that. Take westbound 694 over to I-94 eastbound. Take that south into downtown. That should get you there.
All right, thank you, Kenny. A good day for recovery here as far as the weather goes. No rain to deal with. Mostly sunny, 87. Dew points will be way down in the 50s today, so it will be a better day for rescuers because some of these folks have been out since last night. They're doing straight through shifts, and you know, you get that oppressive weather that we had, and that wears you out pretty quick. Clear tonight, 64, sunny tomorrow, and 86. Now, Metro Transit has stepped up this morning. Bob Gibbons joins us, and for folks that need to get into work this morning, you've got some extra buses and things that you're going to have in service, and what are you going to be doing, Bob?
Well, about 15 or 20 minutes ago, we began extra service from six of our park-and-ride lots in the North Metro area. This is a way for people who don't want to mess with the traffic to let us do the driving. I think it's important to consider sharing the ride today and into the future, whether it's a carpool or a transit bus, because of the obvious congestion we're all going to face. Those six park-and-ride lots are all in the North Metro. We have staff at those locations to assist people who might be new to public transportation, but we think it'll be a good option for today and for the future.
Now, folks, the hours, I mean, that you're going to be doing this, where you're going to have the expanded service, is that mostly during the daylight hours?
Yeah, morning rush hour from 6 to 9, and then we'll have beefed-up service on those same routes back to those six park-and-ride lot locations this afternoon. We'll be convening this morning, and we'll be modifying and expanding this plan, but this is what we could put together last night, 25 extra buses in service at these six lots, and then that'll grow, and we'll open some new locations as we can marshal our resources.
Now, do you have any information for folks that aren't familiar with it? Or is there a number to call, a website?
Yep, two areas to go to: the website, metrotransit.org, or give one of our information specialists a call at 612-373-3333.
All right. Well, Bob, we appreciate the information this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's Bob Gibbons of Metro Transit, 622. And now we, boy, we've been waiting to talk to some folks here this morning that have some expertise in, you know, this collapse that we look at it and just you're in amazement.
Yeah, we found Timothy Galarnik. He's a structural engineer. He's involved in risk management, really, for construction. That's what he does. And he was kind enough to join us this morning. Timothy, thanks for taking time. We appreciate it.
Yes, you're welcome. Actually, I'm a construction safety engineer, not a structural guy.
Okay, there you go. Now, Timothy, tell me, from looking at it, what is your first impression, and is there any way to detect what you think might have happened just from looking at the bridge collapse?
Well, I think initially when I saw the footage last night, I think that I've would narrow myself down to the structural steel of the trusses, possibly at the north end first. However, we do have some what they appear to be rotational failures on the south end, and that is the bridge actually fell over to the east, which is quite unusual. But what's spectacular about this collapse is that the entire bridge from the north abutment all the way to the south abutment, the entire structure fell.
Now, would that be because of the way the design was, where you had that long span that went across the water that did not have any pilings under it?
No. It did have pilings under the piers. The piers are what holds up the structure itself. And then in this particular case, you had a pier on each side of the river, and that held up the lattice work for the truss. no, I wouldn't consider that of being a factor in the collapse as far as the length of the span. However, the structural steel was what they call a very light type construction, as opposed to the routine constructions, which are I-beam construction.
Have you seen the security camera video that's out on the internet now? CNN had obtained it, but they didn't have permission to show it. It looks like it came from a private business security camera.
No, I have not seen it. I did hear about it, that it was a video of the bridge collapse in progress.
Well, Jay and Kenny have both seen it, and they say it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I would like to see that. Jay, do you guys know if it was, did the collapse start on the north end or did it start on the south end?
It looks to me like it started right in the middle. We can't see the far south end. Our view is from the south, but I can tell you the north end fell in last.
So
from my angle, I'm seeing the middle fall in,
right,
and then the north. I'm not seeing right to my hard right where the south end of the bridge is.
It looks almost like it starts right smack dab in the middle
if you take a look at it, Tim. It really does.
Well, that would be interesting. I'd like to look at that because I know that that span, the middle span, fell straight down into the river, and that's why you can see that bridge deck almost perpendicular with the roadway in the river.
Yep, that big piece of roadwork is the piece that fell first.
All right. That would... what was the wind conditions yesterday? And that does have, you know, even though people say it's not a big factor, if the wind is high enough and you've got enough traffic sitting on the outside edges of the bridge, that is a huge factor.
You know, just going from memory, I believe it was right around 10-15 miles per hour, if even that, and I believe it was from the east. We'll have to check with our weather guys, but I can't be positive. But as far as I know, it was just a light breeze.
Okay,
but, of course, you know, a light breeze is a big deal when you're standing in the middle of an open space.
Well, you're in the Mississippi River Valley, which is a big factor, too.
Right, right.
Now, I'm standing here looking at the bridge from the north end, and it looks to me like traffic on the north bridge, and, of course, I can't see the bridge from here, but the north bridge traffic was on the median lanes, and the south bridge traffic was on the outside or the west lanes.
Yep,
so that's what it looks like here.
You're absolutely correct. That's how it was, yes.
Hey, Tim, when we're done here, hang on, because Jeremy, our producer, will give you the website address. I don't have it. I want you to look at it, and we'll talk to you a little bit later about it, because I'd like you to see that and get back to us with some of your impressions.
Not a problem. I'll look at that in about an hour.
Yeah, do that, because, you know, there's some... it's not being widely shown out there, so we think that the federal authorities probably don't want it out, and it may not be up online very long.
Well, you know, somebody should certainly copy this thing. The federal government shouldn't hide that stuff, if that's what helped determine the cause of the bridge. That's got to be available. Certainly, we know that it has nothing, I don't believe it has anything to do with any kind of terrorism or vandalism based upon what I'm seeing out here.
Tim, I want to read something to you. This is directly out of the Star Tribune this morning, and I have to quote it out of the Star Tribune because it was some documents that they obtained through MnDOT. And here's, it was a 2005 inspection report from MnDOT that MnDOT submitted to the Federal Highway Administration, all right? And they said in that report, and this is a direct quote, it was structurally deficient. Inspectors gave the bridge a sufficiency rating of 50% on a scale of 0 to 100%. A rating of 50% or lower means the bridge might need to be replaced. And also, now listen to this. The condition of I-beams, girders, and other components called structural members was rated 4 on a scale of 0 to 9, a rating of 0 obviously meaning it failed. 9 means excellent, so it's right in the middle. Inspectors look at these for signs of distress such as cracking, deterioration, section loss, and malfunction and misalignment of bearings. The deck itself, Tim, received a rating of 5, and the substructure rating was 6. Can you have any telling or reaction, and what's your observation just based on that initial report that the Star Tribune obtained?
Well, what immediately causes me concern is the project that was ongoing was a rehabilitation of the deck. Now, the deck rated higher in terms of structural capacity than the beams.
Right. The deck got 5 and the substructure 6.
And the substructure, I understand, got 4.
Yeah, and here it says 6. But, you know,
well, no, that's the substructure. What about the structural members?
Structural members got a 4, right. You're right.
That's the critical layer. The substructure are the piers. That is the abutments and the piers, the concrete things that come up out of the ground that hold the bridge up.
Okay.
That gets a 6. The bridge deck, which is the surface that all the vehicles travel on, that gets a 5.
Mm-hmm.
But the structural members, which is the structural steel under the bridge, that gets a 4, and
right.
We're not paying attention to the 4?
Right, it got a 4 out of 9.
Right, and I've seen these kind of bridges before. This is a very strange construction because of the what they call lattice truss work underneath the structure. And with that truss work, there's really not a lot of redundancy. What redundancy means is that when one structural component fails, the entire bridge will fail if there's not multiple redundancies.
And what does that mean?
That means if a critical member of the bridge steel fails, on most bridges, other members support the entire structure.
So if you look at this 2005 inspection conducted by MnDOT, given to the Federal Highway Administration, they're seeing, it appears, they're seeing structural flaws, right?
They're seeing things that cause them to rate the bridge structural members at a rating of 4 out of 9, where 1 is the lowest and 9 is the highest.
Yeah, and that would tell you what if you're at 4.
That would tell me that I better pay attention to what's going on in the structural steel of this bridge. And that was 2 years ago.
And could now one last quick question. We got to run. Any chance that heat coupled with some of this could have played a role?
Well, certainly heat causes steel to expand. And bridges such as this, these long bridges, and of course you have to remember too, this has got a dark green paint on it, so it's going to sit there and expand maybe a little bit more than a bridge that's painted with lighter color paint. But this bridge is going to expand, coupled with the traffic loading, coupled with the construction work that's going on, and coupled with the flaws that could have been apparent in the structural steel, we could find the cause of this thing, and it should not take a long time to find out this cause.
So it could be a perfect storm of problems, is what you're saying.
Well, it was a combination of things that came together. I just hope that we don't drag our feet and spend 18 months or 2 years trying to figure this out. In the meantime, other things that could happen on other bridges across the country, or for that matter, across the world, are sitting there and suffering.
Well, Tim, we're going to try to hook up with you later on this morning. If you can see that video, we'd like to talk to you after that. Would that be all right?
Okay, and you have the site for me to locate that?
Yeah, just hang on the line, and Kodiak will get that for you.
Sounds good.
That's Timothy Galarnik, and he is a safety
engineer.
Yes. So.
They had him originally labeled as a structural engineer, but he's a safety engineer, and he works with risk management and construction is what he does.
Now, 6:32, Kenny's got our latest look at the morning ride here, and, of course, lots of detours to deal with. You have a lot of roads that are closed, too.
Yeah, we do. Let me find my page. I've got so many pages up here. Yeah, let's start with the closures. That's a good point to close. To start with, in downtown Minneapolis, first and foremost, West River Parkway closed between 13th Avenue and 1st Street. So you're going to have to use Franklin if you're traveling north on the parkway. Use Franklin and take that into downtown Minneapolis. On the other side of the river, 2nd Street Southeast between 8th and 11th is also closed. Of course, the 10th Avenue Bridge between University and 2nd Street is closed. Authorities are using that as their main line to transport workers from the north and south and vice versa. Broadway is closed in both directions at Highway 280. That's because Highway 280 is our new main line. They've turned all the lights on green. They've closed the cross streets. Highway 280 is now a freeway. South 35W seeing backups in the North Metro, like usual, between Lexington and 694, about 10 minutes for that drive. And then South 35W does a minor rejam at the Roseville split as everybody's shuffling on to Highway 280. We have our tower cam here at Channel 5 trained on Highway 280, and we're seeing a nice, healthy, fast flow right now. So if you're about to hit 280 southbound, you're going to be pretty happy. You'll take that down to West 94, run West 94 into downtown Minneapolis. However, West 94 is seeing the occasional delays between 280 and the river. Later on, that's going to be a parking lot, so you're going to have to find an alternate. I'm telling everybody 694 either over to 35E or over to I-94. Willie?
All right, guys. Some new numbers coming in here from ABC, and it makes matters worse. They are saying now they believe there are 50 cars in the water. That's,
well,
it doesn't add up when you have 20 people that are reported missing.
I wouldn't doubt it, Willie, because when I left here at 6 o'clock yesterday, the drive time from I-94 up to University was 10-15 minutes. That means it was a parking lot. Some of the victims, some of the survivors are saying they were going as fast as 10 miles an hour. I guarantee you it was a herky-jerky 10 miles an hour.
No, I just it was
bumper to bumper there.
It amazing, you know, because initially we heard, oh, there were only 50 cars on the bridge, and that didn't add up either.
No.
You know, and we're very lucky that two lanes in each direction were closed. You could have had twice as many people on that bridge.
We're actually lucky.
But they believe now there are 50 cars in the water this morning. So as far as the 20 people that are reported missing, you wonder if there are people that lived alone that could have gone off in their car and nobody's reported them missing yet.
We're still very early on in this ordeal.
Yes.
And as you know, facts change by the minute.
Well, that was the very latest. I thought we would update
from
that
ABC
for folks. The I-35 bridge collapse. The folks that are doing rescue today, at least they'll have a good day weather-wise. The dew points will be down in the 50s, so much more comfortable. A lot of these folks have been out working all night. And the guys that have to go in the water, lots of sunshine, so it'll be better for them as far as visibility goes. 87, the high today as we continue on. It is now 6:35, and Bob Berglund is here with headlines.
And good morning. It's unlikely we'll get any official updated figures on the dead and injured until at least 7:15 this morning when authorities plan a news conference. We will, of course, carry it live. Mayor R.T. Ryback was back on the scene early this morning, and 5 Eyewitness News reporter Tom Hauser talked to him just moments ago.
Met one-on-one with families who either are dealing with horrible tragedy or just don't know. And you recognize that today, as all of this unfolds, we're going to be dealing with scores of human tragedies one by one. And I think my main goal is to ask the community, this community with huge arms that always reach out, to continue to do that. And on some levels, we're going to need to respond collectively, but sometimes probably the best individually, the people who are going to be suffering loss that they can barely know.
And we've been trying to get a handle, as everybody is, on just the extent of the anguish that we're going to be experiencing here. Seven dead, is that the number you're still working on, and roughly 20 missing? Do you know the number of missing, or is that still difficult, if not impossible, to determine?
It is very difficult at this point to determine, and I fully understand why people are obviously extraordinarily anxious for that number. But we want to be certain about what we know. We're reviewing all the information we have, and obviously the divers and the others are doing work at the scene, so we don't know at this point.
And finally, what kind of emotion did you see at the Red Cross Center over there, these families you said who are either dealing with tragedy or this horrible uncertainty?
Well, I think we're Minnesotans, and the feeling that you get at that is that people jump in, they volunteer, they bring food, and they just get to work. And I think we know how to do that, and it was clear that people did that well. I think today is going to be, frankly, on some levels, much more difficult because there may not be all those busy things to do as much as just to reach out and hold somebody's hand and give them a hug and talk to them when they may not know what they need to know.
And in terms of the recovery, do you know, are they back in the water now? Has that recovery effort started, or are they still waiting to find out how safe the structure is down there?
I'll be going in a briefing in just a few minutes where I'll know more about that.
That's Mayor R.T. Ryback back on the scene early this morning. City, county, state, and federal officials all involved in the efforts this morning. A National Transportation Safety Board is sending a team to the Twin Cities, and U.S. Transportation Secretary Mary Peters is also on her way. The Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis has scheduled two prayer services at noon today for victims and their families. The Minneapolis service will be at St. Olaf Catholic Church downtown. The St. Paul service will be at the Cathedral of St. Paul. University of Minnesota will be open as normal today. Classes and all operations proceed as planned. And U of M officials say the campus is safe and secure. This is continuing coverage of the 35W bridge collapse on AM 1500 KSTP.
Keep on the sunny side.
Stay at Days Inns and get $300 in discount coupons every time. Play Mystery Hotspot and you could win a dream vacation plus $10,000 spending money. Or instant prizes like GPS systems, digital cameras, and free gas cards. Visit DaysInn.com today.
Why don't you keep?
The best value under the sun. No purchase necessary. Legal residence 18 or older. Ends 9/6. Free entry details and full rules at daysend.com.
There are natural cures for virtually every disease, including diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, acid reflux, chronic pain, even herpes. I'm Donald Barrett, founder of ITV, and I just bought the book Natural Cures They Don't Want You to Know About. I was so impressed to learn the natural, inexpensive cures that are being suppressed by drug companies that I bought over a million copies of this book, and I'm giving them away. That's right, get your hardcover edition, a $30 value, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-270-1784. That's 1-800-270-1784. And get your free copy of Natural Cures They Don't Want You to Know About, absolutely free. There are natural cures, and they're being hidden from you. Call 1-800-270-1784.
Sunday on TNT, an epic story, 60 years in the making, filmed across three continents.
How did you know I was CIA?
This August, see the story the CIA doesn't want you to know.
You sent him in there.
He's an American citizen.
From the makers of Gladiator, Spy Game, and The Da Vinci Code.
Being jerked around by a damn mole.
Chris O'Donnell, Michael Keaton, Alfred Molina, The Company. The three-week television event of the summer premieres commercial-free Sunday at 8, 7 Central on TNT.
People are talking about the great games, fun, and entertainment at Grand Casino. After all, just listen to who's coming next.
Coming live to Grand Casino Mille Lacs Events and Convention Center, it's Bill Engvall.
My wife never snored our first year of marriage, and they never believe they snore, do they, man? No, they're like, I don't snore. There's a pack of bears in the backyard, baby.
See the star of the new hit TV series, The Bill Engvall Show, Saturday night, September 22nd at 6:30 and 9 p.m.
And my fuse is about that long. And I'm slamming our bags in the trunk of this car, and I slam her skis up in the rack, and the guy right in the car right next to me goes, you going skiing?
Don't miss Bill Engvall.
Nope, we put him on top of the car in case we flip over on an icy road.
Here's your time. Saturday night, September 22nd at 6:30 and 9 p.m. Tickets now in either Grand Casino Box Office, Ticketmaster, or GrandCasinoMN.com.
Grand Casino Mille Lacs and Grand Casino Hinkley. What's your Grand Casino story? The Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe welcomes you.
To help you get to your next financial level, tune in Tuesday for Tuesdays with Terry for a variety of valuable financial tips from Terry Sanvold, CEO of Sanvold & Associates Insurance and Financial Services Group. Join us for Tuesdays with Terry, 8:10 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. right here on AM 1500.
AM 1500, KSTP.
6:41 now. We have a paramedic on the line. Last night he was right down in the middle of that hellhole after the I-35 bridge collapse. Our continuing coverage will be with you all day long. We'll have various people checking in with us. Earl is a paramedic, and Earl, you were one of the first people on the scene last night. You worked up through 10 o'clock. Whereabouts were you? We see so much footage of different vehicles. Were you near where that tractor trailer was on fire?
Yeah, I was on the southwest corner of 35W there by the West River Parkway. We were next to the, went down to the tractor trailer, which was on fire when I got there at 7, and the school bus, which was right next to it.
Now, what did you see? The driver of that vehicle, that truck, perish. It looked like that caught on fire quite quickly.
That was, the cab was crushed. We couldn't see anything. And the school bus, which was still intact, was right next to him.
Earl, tell us about the school bus rescue. We've heard some incredible stories about how that bus fell, landed on all four wheels, didn't tip, but almost tipped and could have gone over the edge. And then some people did some pretty heroic things, put themselves second to the kids and helped them get off the bus. What did you see?
Well, the school bus was right next to the, which would be the west lane of southbound 35W Bridge, which was, then it collapsed right on West River Parkway.
Now, many men and women last night did a fine job, and some people have been out all night long. With this type of catastrophe, is this the worst thing you've ever seen?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, these injuries that you did see, the reports from the hospital say that very few people were critically injured, and when you saw that catastrophic mess, I would imagine that's got to be, you'd have to put that in the miracle department.
I'm getting a little bleed over here from somebody else.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Well, we appreciate your look at it here this morning. Did you, the folks that have been out all night, are you being recycled in a different shift now?
No, I'm working my regular day right now.
Hey, Earl, can you tell us what you saw? I want to go back to that school bus. Can you hear me all right? And could you tell us? Can you hear me all right?
I'm kind of losing you.
All right, why don't we put him on hold a second there, Kodiak, and see if we can get him maybe on a different line. Sometimes that straightens out that problem.
I believe Earl was on the school bus scene after the kids had already been taken, rescued.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know Earl, so that's the Kenny's got the straight dope
on
that.
He was called in to work after doing his day shift. He made it all the way home, had to turn around and go back. He stopped at HCMC and took a golf cart over to the scene.
You know, a lot of folks are having phone problems this morning, and they asked last night to just stay off the cell phone, and I couldn't even get out. People were leaving me messages, people from out of state checking on me, but you just couldn't get any service.
No.
And it was probably the same type of problems out there this morning. All right, at 6:45, back with more continuing coverage of the I-35 bridge collapse here in just a few moments. Willie Clark, Jay Coles, Kenny Olson, and Kodiak on AM 1500 KSTP.
Let's go live to Billy Thunderstorm, who's out in the field with the latest developments. How's it looking out there, Billy?
Well, Michelle, I haven't seen anything like this since the cats and dogs incident of 82.
Wow, can you describe it for us?
Thousands and thousands of Toyota keys are dropping from the sky.
And how are people reacting to this unusual phenomenon?
They're excited, to say the least, Michelle. They're outside, and they're doing everything they can to catch the keys. They're using buckets, mugs, purses. There's a guy with a fishing net. Anything they can get their hands on.
Wow, how long can we expect this event to last?
According to Drop the Radar, I expect this will go on all month long and well into Labor Day weekend.
Are there any curfews people should know about?
Well, yes. People everywhere are strongly advised to get to a Toyota dealership during regular business hours.
Thank you, Billy.
We'll get
a fishing net out there for you soon. Check back in with you later.
Check out Toyota's Lots on the Lot event. With so many great models to choose from, it's the right time to buy. Visit your local dealer now through September 4th or go to Toyota.com.
Shopping for a mattress can be very confusing. So many different brand names, models, and prices often make it difficult to find the right mattress and box spring for you. This is Ron Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory, where we strive to educate our customers and simplify the mattress shopping experience. We encourage you to come into our locally owned and operated factory, where you can take a tour and see firsthand the quality materials and workmanship that go into our products. We also encourage you to shop, but shop smart. Ask questions. Compare our products with those manufactured by the national brands. Understand how our products are made, and more importantly, why they are made that way. Our formula is simple. Quality products plus factory direct pricing equals great value. The Original Mattress Factory on Highway 36 at English Street in Maplewood. Or visit us on the web at originalmattress.com.
Got hail damage? Want to make sure your insurance company pays for all the damage? Make sure your repairs are done right and on time and save hundreds of dollars on upgrades? Call Burkhos 3R Systems today at 952-435-0400 or go to burkhos.com, burkhos.com.
Are they laughing with each other or at each other? You decide. Willie and Jay are back on AM 1500 KSTP.
6:47. And our latest look at your morning commute, which is going to be a nightmare for many of you after the I-35 bridge collapse. Kenny's got the very latest. Lots of roads that are shut down temporarily, and you're going to have to find a different way to get where you need to be.
Yeah, Broadway Street Northeast closed at Highway 280. That's because Highway 280 is now our new main line into and out of downtown Minneapolis. If you're coming into town on South 35W, you're going to be put right onto Highway 280. You're going to take that down to I-94 and take West I-94 into downtown Minneapolis. And we do have some drive times already on the system. South 35W from Lexington down to 694 at 10 minutes. If you're going to take this option, the one I'd try, I'd take 35W down to West 694. I'd take that over to I-94. Our drive time right now, West 694, Silver Lake Road over to the river in Fridley, that's a 10-minute drive. East 94 from 7th Street over to 5th Street, which is by Portland, that's a 10-minute drive right now. Due in part because we have a crash blocking the right lane of East 94,
at Portland Avenue. West 94 on the east side, White Bear Avenue over to 35E. That's a six-minute flow. And then West 94 between the downtowns. It's already at 18 minutes. One other drive time here to report. South 169, I-94 down to 394, 11 minutes. Of course, North 35W also seeing slowdowns approaching downtown Minneapolis. You're going to be put onto East 94 there, folks, because you can't get anywhere close to this scene. Speaking of which, don't bother. I know you all have a hankering to see what's going on. Every cop in the 7-county metro is working the scene this morning. You're not going to get anywhere close. Just watch Channel 5. Keep it tuned to AM 1500.
All right. Thank you, Kenny. 6:49 now. Good day for rescuers, especially the folks that have to go down in that water as the weather certainly much better today. Sunny, 87, the dew point down in the 50s. So for the rest of the rescue workers, many of them have been out all night. That heat and just that miserable weather we had is very draining on people. So that's gone, thankfully. Clear tonight, 64, sunny tomorrow, 86. Patrick Roycey joins us this morning for his unique look at this. Quite a tragedy, Patrick. Probably the greatest that has ever hit this state.
Yeah, I can't see anything similar to it. I was out in Oakland when the earthquake hit, and went over to Oakland the next day and did some reporting on it. But this is worse. This is, you ended up throwing more cars off this bridge than ended up, in the famous earthquake over in Oakland where it got so much publicity. But this thing is worse. It was pretty astounding.
Well, ABC now is reporting there are 50 missing vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't add up when they've only got 20 people reported missing. It may be greater than we were even thinking right now.
Yeah, I think everybody's still guessing. It was chaos down there last night. I was at Target Center waiting for that press conference to start. Everybody took off, and I drove down there, and it was still, you could still get down there and walk down Main Street there. And there were just hundreds of people just walking down trying to see what was going on. And then the cops kind of got control of the situation after a while. But it was pretty amazing.
Were you there, Patrick, when Glenn Taylor started talking about his granddaughter being on that bridge?
No, I was gone by then, yeah. It was pretty emotional, though. But, she apparently called him and said she was okay. So, we'll all know somebody before this is over, don't you think?
Yeah,
we'll all know somebody, hopefully, that, lived. But there'll be some names coming out here that'll probably all affect us all in some way here.
Now, let me ask you, we're out in Oakland during the earthquake to cover some stuff. Now, you saw some of the devastation and damage, a lot of bridges collapsed out mm-hmm. there, smaller bridges. But when you saw this yesterday, this twisted pile of debris, was this even, did it impact you even more?
Well, yeah, because, first of all, people going to Twins game, they're on that bridge, and you're wondering who you know.
Mm-hmm, right.
I wasn't worried about any of my friends in Oakland. I didn't, I knew there was nobody that I would have known, but who knows who was on this group. You're an hour before the Twins game, and the traffic is absolutely bumper to bumper, and there's probably half those people going to the ballpark. So, who knows who they were, and it was, you heard that, heard from the TV guys who were saying, hey, the bridge, they were all taken off saying the bridge collapsed. And I thought, maybe something, one of the little sections slipped or something. And then you get down there and see the whole thing is wiped out. And it's, it was pretty astounding. And if we get out of this with 15 or fewer dead, I think we'll be pretty lucky. So,
You'd have to think if they've got the count of 20 missing people that have been reported, you'd have to think most of those or all would be dead. They call it a recovery effort now, not a rescue effort. And anybody that plunged off into that water, you have reports of people saying these cars just went sailing off into the water and never to be seen again.
Yeah, as generally speaking, you come up with some... you know, cell phone video or something like this. I don't know how many, I don't know how much of that has surfaced yet that people showing, getting a video of the actual happening is, I haven't seen much of that yet.
Well, go online. It probably won't be up there long. CNN said they cannot legally air it. But it's out there. Kenny's seen it and Jay's seen it, and they said this thing went down in just a matter of seconds.
Yeah, well, why can't they air?
I don't know. Jay thought that maybe the FBI wants to go over it first, and then they'll release it eventually, but CNN said they weren't legally obligated, or they couldn't legally do it.
Sounded like maybe they'd been asked not to yet, Patrick, maybe, mm-hmm. because they wanted to look at it before it was released. I don't know, but it is out there on the web now, and it's pretty astonishing how quickly it goes down.
Yeah, well, it's I suppose we're looking to see if anybody was involved, but it doesn't seem like it.
No.
What's amazing is that twisted steel, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It looks like little matchsticks. Uh-huh. Yeah, and I mean, we're talking a lot of steel and a lot of concrete, and it just looks like nothing. You know, the Twins have changed plans today, I take it, huh?
Yeah, no game today.
No game, and then no ceremony either for the groundbreaking. So, yeah, everybody's going to have to do a lot of adjusting, trying to figure out how to get around the Twin Cities here in the next 3 years while they rebuild this thing.
Going to be a long time. Thank you, Patrick.
Yep.
6:55. Our continuing coverage of the I-35 bridge collapse. The very latest is that they believe 50 cars are missing now, but only 20 people have been reported missing. So those numbers don't seem to add up. Most news organizations are reporting 7 dead. The Star Tribune claims at 4 o'clock this morning that they verified that 9 people had died. Most of the injured, about 60, I think less than 10%, I think I saw, were critical, Jay. So that is even more amazing that people got bumps and bruises and scrapes, but no catastrophic, most of them, injuries.
Yeah, when you look at the video and you see the shots, especially the aerial shots from Chopper 5, you can't even really imagine how anybody on that bridge was able to walk away.
No,
it's remarkable.
All right, well, it is 6:56. More continuing coverage of the I-35 bridge collapse next on AM 1500 KSTP.
Patrick Royce continues at 7:45 on AM 1500 KSTP. Get more Royce at StarTribune.com.
You save big money, you save big money when you shop Menards.
Stop into Menards where you'll get big closeout savings on patio furniture, lawn decor, and more. Enjoy the last bit of summer and get a head start on next year. Steel and wrought iron patio sets are 20% off. Aluminum sets are 25% off. Choose from a variety of styles. All wood and wicker patio sets are 30% off now at Menards. All lawn decor, arbors, and shepherd hooks also 30% off. This is a great opportunity to save big money on great items. But hurry in. These deals are only good while supplies last. Plus, there's zero interest till 2009 on qualifying purchases with your Menards big card. And while you're shopping, register to win a 2008 Dodge Avenger.
Save big money at Menards.
At Cub, we've been bringing more to your table since 1968, and this week we're bringing a really juicy deal to the table of Dana Cook in Zimmerman.
Hey, thanks for coming. Welcome to our house.
Dana, this week at Cub, you can get delicious, whole, seeded, or seedless watermelon for only $3.48 each. These are the freshest, sweetest, juiciest watermelons we could get our hands on, and now through Saturday, they're only $3.48.
That's fantastic.
So how many kids do you have, Dana?
We have 9.
That's got to be a lot of groceries.
We go through about 12 gallons of milk a week. We can eat a watermelon in a single sitting.
$3.48 for a whole watermelon. I mean,
the lowest I've seen yet.
Do you ever carve your watermelon into shapes?
They just eat it so fast, it's not worth it.
It's in the shape of gone.
It just gets crazy, but it's a lot of fun.
Sweet, juicy, delicious, whole seeded or seedless watermelon for just $3.48 each. Limit one. Now through Saturday at all Twin Cities Cub stores. And don't forget to save even more on gas. Now you can use up to 3 Cub gas coupons at once and save up to 90 cents a gallon at any Twin Cities holiday store. Offer good now through September 8th. See store for details. Cub, bringing more to your table.
Now, our latest look at the commute this morning. Here's AM 1500 KSTP's Kenny Olson.
And it's brought to us by Checker Auto. Willie, we'll start with East 94 from 7th Street down past 35W, about 14 minutes right now. We do have a right lane blocker right around Portland 50 on the scene there. West 94, Ruth on the east side over to Crete and Vandalia on the midway. That's 21 minutes right now. West 694, 35W over to 252, 14 minutes. And South 35E from 694 down to I-94. That's at 14 minutes. You notice I did all the alternates there. Your main line this morning, 35W, South Highway 280, 280 to West 94. And I can tell you South 280 right now moving fine. So if you can get through those delays at the Roosevelt split, get it on to 280, you'll be a happy traveler. That's your AM 1500. Real-time traffic brought to us by Checker Auto Parts. Check your mail and newspaper for the Midsummer Savings Ad with great coupon specials on oil, filters, coolants, and more. Want savings? We got it.
All right. Thank you, Kenny. The rescuers are going to have a good day weather-wise. The dew point is way down, so that won't be as taxing on them. Sunny for the guys in the water looking for those cars. 87, so much more visibility for them as they're continuing the rescue effort of the I-35 bridge collapse. It is 7 o'clock now.
KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
From ABC News. I'm Aaron Katursky, live in Minneapolis at the on-ramp to what was the I-35W bridge.
All I could think of was, God, this was not the way I wanted to die.
Kelly Cayley survived, but at least seven others were killed when the bridge collapsed without warning.